Bloomington aldermen and city staff are working diligently towards a new budget and talking about budget task force recommendations, including addressing the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, or BCPA, their budget and their building. Should a performing arts center and program and facility turn a profit or pay for itself? Or is this something that should be subsidized by a municipality?
If you have the initial creation of the BCPA, it was absolutely clear. Jesse Smart, former mayor, who was mayor for 12 years, a self-proclaimed conservative Republican, made it clear last week, said this was never meant to pay for itself. It is a critical amenity to our downtown, to our overall community, and that the city needs to understand this as a quality of life issue. I would totally agree with him. And the expectation that this is an enterprise fund like a parking garage is frankly not plausible. So, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't approve a budget or that I would do a line item veto on some cuts at the BCPA. Obviously, we can always look for economies of scale. We might be able to coordinate booking with the Coliseum and the BCPA. So absolutely, those are kinds of things that I'm certainly open to. But we only had one alderman, Alderman Kevin Lauer, who wanted to sell the BCPA or get rid of the BCPA, I believe, divest it, or turn it into an enterprise fund.
Well, I think the Pantograph actually reported that he was not in favor of selling it, but did want it to pay for itself.
Did want it to pay for itself, right? And then that would have been a slight change in his position. But essentially, we had eight people who did understand that this is a community asset out of the nine council members. And I have also made it clear there may be a small minority of people who want us to get rid of the BCPA, but I would veto any possible thing like that. So that's not happening.
So you must be encouraged by alderman support to the BCPA for not selling it. In what cases do you think, is there a case that divesting this building and shutting down all of what it does makes sense?
I don't think that it makes sense for this particular building.
What does the BCPA and its patrons add to the economy? Are you or staff looking into the economic impact of this arts facility?
Well, actually, I believe we have an economics professor at Illinois Wesleyan University who has actually taken a look at this. And so I believe Charlie Schlenker is going to be doing a story on this shortly. But essentially, we don't know the exact dollar amount. Obviously, it brings a lot to the community when you have shows there. It's not just something to do, but there are jobs. People come from all over the country and at least all over the region, depending on the act. They shop in our shops. They go to our restaurants. They stay overnight. So there's definitely an economic impact, but it's also an amenity. And as many people have said at State Farm, at Illinois State, many of our major employers, if we have a destination in uptown and downtown and we have amenities, it's going to be easier for us to hire good people or doctors at Broman. Again, we can't just strip Bloomington down to its core.
As Joel Alberts, the former director, once said, you could have the best roads in the world, but if you don't have any place to go on them, what's the point?
I couldn't agree more.
So WGLT does have some numbers from Diego Carbajo Mendez. He's the economics professor at Wesleyan. His number crunching shows the BCPA adds about $1 million in annual economic activity to the region. What do you think eroding the budget does to the kinds of quality of the BCPA and the kinds of acts that it can book? Does eroding that budget sort of send it on a downward spiral of, you know, lesser quality acts means fewer people attending, and that sort of, you know, continues that spiral down? Well, I guess the question is, should the budget actually be increased based on the economic impact of the BCPA?
Well, it depends on what kinds of acts and gigs that you're going to get. And that's part of what we're looking at, and the city staff is looking at, and the city manager is, and the council will. So it is possible that we might, for example, if we maybe can save, I'm just throwing a number out, $50,000 on doing coordinated booking with the Coliseum, that wouldn't affect programming at all. Or if we say, hey, you know, we want you to take another $50,000 and make economies of scale, so why don't you make some other programming decisions? Clearly, we want to have a diversity of different types of acts in the BCPA, but there may be some other ways to do that. So as I say, I'm open to those things. I would not be in favor of something that's going to send it down a spiral.
And what about the Creativity Center, which is part of the BCPA?
Right. Well, this is something that's often misunderstood. The Creativity Center actually has over $1 million that they raised in private funds, and they do a variety of things. Actually, something you'd mentioned that I had forgotten a few minutes ago in terms of, with Bike Blono and others involved with West Bloomington Revitalization. So the Creativity Center is used for a lot of things. and there are people who want to sell the Creativity Center or just shut it down. Well, the difficulty is it's still our building, okay? The roof leaks. If we do nothing and nothing happens there and it brings in no activity and it sits, we're still going to have to fix the roof. We're not going to get much money for the building. It could be prime real estate. And so what I would favor is some version of what we see in the zoo in some of the projects, and that is to say, we will maybe match you dollar for dollar. If you can raise $1 million from the private sector, we will match you $1 million over maybe a couple of different years or something. So I would definitely favor that. If we can get private money to help fix up city buildings, I think we're better off at the end of the day.
Would you veto the selling of the Creativity Center as well?
Yes. I mean, unless, I can't imagine we would get much money for it. But based on all of those assumptions, if someone wanted to come along and say, hey, we'll give you $5 million for Creativity Center, well, that's a different story. And what are they going to do with it? But if it were just a policy decision to put a for sale sign out, absolutely.
The BCPA, solid waste, golf courses, those are just some of the budget task force recommendations still needing some discussion. Tell me about the budget timeline. You have to have a budget. The city needs a budget by May 1st.
City needs a budget by May 1st, and I can tell you we are light years ahead of where we were in the last two budget cycles while I was mayor. Actually, I appointed the budget task force just a few days into the fiscal year because I knew we had the structural deficit and other challenges coming. So we are getting our budgetary act together. And at this point, we have to have the budget approved by no later than our second meeting in April. I'm guessing we'll probably do it in the first meeting in April. The city manager will present his recommendations based on council feedback, mayor's feedback, in February. So then we'll have a budget workshop in March, and then continued council discussion until hopefully we can reach an agreement by April.
Terry Renner is the mayor of Bloomington. He joins us following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Town of Normal Mayor Chris Coos. You're listening to Sound Ideas.